You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Hungary is holding a day of national mourning for the 16 people who died when a bus carrying Hungarian students returning from a ski trip burst into flames after crashing in Italy. Hungary's foreign minister said there were 54 passengers and two Hungarian drivers on the bus, which crashed on an Italian highway near Verona, and he warned that it could take days to officially identify the victims. Stefan Voss visited the school in Budapest that was attended by the students, where many people have been offering prayers and candles for the victims.
In freezing temperatures, people continue to arrive here at the Sinai Merse Paul Gymnasium in Budapest, from where at least 16, mainly young people, will no longer come back. They died in a horrible bus crash in Italy. They were on their way from a ski holiday in France to Budapest, and at least one student said that he was lucky to be alive. He didn't participate in that ski holiday. There are many young people, also elderly people, arriving here, and also people who support those who are now struggling with the grief of losing their loved ones. What is your name?
Janos Haas. I am 68. I bring a candle and a slide of flower, a rose, for the memory of. It is very terrible news. I learned in this building. Just we organized the old school. 50 years, we finished here the gymnasium, and we organized a meeting, the celebration of the 50 years.
It will be
it is a very sad celebration, I think it.
There's a black flag here attached to the wall of the school, and it seems that Hungary for now will continue to mourn the victims of what was one of the deadliest bus crashes in recent years. European history. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.